Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk About It Dad sports podcast, where father and son break down the latest happenings in this week's sports. I'm Patrick and my co-host is
Killian.
Awesome. Killian, how have you been doing?
Very great but boring.
Great but boring? What's been so boring?
I was going to work and having to go to school and having to go to other things, different things on different states.
Yeah, what have you been learning in school?
Just different things, words and stuff, and it's just not things that are important for you.
Well, words and are super important. We're using words right now so we can tell people about our podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Awesome. All right.
Words are just crap.
Are you learning numbers too?
Yes. Just so many. 10.
All right.
1 to 10.
Yep. Good. Okay. Well, we're keeping the pace of an episode a week and plan to stay consistent with Thursday releases, which gets our picks out before Thursday football starts and the weekend, and make sure that we get a recap of what happened on Monday too. Please subscribe so you can get notified when a new episode is available. Rate or like our podcast and comment on your podcast listening medium so we can attract even more listeners. Be sure to share us on your social media networks as well. All right, Killian, how have your tabletop hockey games been going?
Good. There's only three games happening, but yeah, there's a game on Sunday. It's going to be late at night.
Okay.
Who's going to be playing? At 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's the Ottawa and the Detroit Red Wings.
Awesome. Very good. Who's going to win?
I hope Detroit.
Okay.
Detroit is 2 wins.
Uh-huh.
Has gotten 2 wins.
Okay.
Maple Leafs, Capitals.
Yeah.
Wolf Dogs.
Okay.
Dallas Stars.
Cool.
The Dallas Stars won in dominant fashion.
Awesome.
26 points.
Whoa, in a hockey game?
Over the Wolf Dogs.
That's awesome. Well, that's really cool. How have some of your football or soccer games been going this week?
And West Ham shot a 26-yard goal.
Whoa.
Over Chelsea.
Wow. Yeah, in your soccer
and
game.
Dad, in Michigan State soccer game.
Okay.
They kicked a 2-yard goal.
Awesome.
Against the USC. In soccer.
Oh, they played in soccer too?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about them in football later in the episode.
And Michigan State won in a game over the Michigan Broncos.
Western Michigan Broncos. That's right. That was in week one. So is there anything?
That was my game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has there been anything else that you've been up to this week?
Not much.
Okay. Anything that you're looking forward to for this weekend?
I'm trying to look forward to get back to work.
You're going to get back to work?
Yeah, got to work on Saturday.
Oh, man. That sounds tough. You're going to miss all the sports action then?
No, just for 2 hours.
Just for a couple hours.
I'm just going over for a budget meeting.
Okay.
At the office.
Okay. That's
it
good.
It won't be long.
Okay, won't be long. That's good. All right, well, this week we're going to try and break down week 4 of college football and preview week 5. Then we're going to recap week 3 of the NFL season and preview week 4. We're going to do a quick recap of match week 5 in the English Premier League. And just like we kind of teased last week, we're going to do a preview on the Ryder Cup, which starts this upcoming Friday morning, September 26th. Are you excited for the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, so let's start with college football. Week 4 was a rough week for you in picks as you selected 2 underdogs who unfortunately could not pull off the upset. First was Florida, the University of Florida Gators. They traveled to the number 4 University of Miami Hurricanes to play their in-state rivals. And the Hurricanes won, just like as you had mentioned, in dominant fashion, 26-7. The Hurricanes held Florida to just 141 total yards, and all 4 touchdowns in the game were rushing touchdowns. So the running backs got a lot of work in. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that game between the Gators and the Hurricane?
I don't know if the Krakens. So the Krakens only got 1 bye week.
Right.
Because they lost to Miami.
They lost to Miami. Yep. So they're going to go into the bye week this week. Hopefully they can rest up and get ready for week 6. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So both teams, actually, Miami and Florida, are going into their bye week. So they're going to both get a little bit of rest before continuing on in their season. All right?
Right.
Miami actually moved up to number 2 in the country with their win over Florida, moving up from number 4.
And who are they going to play now?
So in week 6, they're going to play their other in-state rivals, the Florida State Seminoles, who is a top 10 team.
And I'm going with green and orange.
You're going to go with the Hurricanes?
Over the Seminoles.
All right. Well,
26 points.
Wow. Well, we'll make sure that we put that in next week's episode too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next, our hometown teams. MSU fell short in the upset against the USC Trojans, losing 45-31. So just 14 points. They beat the spread, which was good. The Spartans had a tough test on the road and showed glimmers of offensive quality, but their defense was pretty suspect. They gave up a lot of points, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Aiden Childs, the MSU quarterback.
And I liked the Chiefs' push in the game against New York. A big pushing touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
A big pushing touchdown by the Chiefs.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the Chiefs and the Giants game a little bit later, okay?
Yeah.
So Aiden Childs had 1 rushing touchdown and 3 passing touchdowns, with Omari Kelly having 1 touchdown catch and 133 receiving yards. USC's quarterback also had 3 passing touchdowns, and he had 2 rushing touchdowns. So there were touchdowns galore in this game, weren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know you didn't get to watch it, much of it, or any of it, because it was a really, really late night game. But how are you feeling about Michigan State after their loss to USC?
Not great. I'm going to kick USC into the NFL.
Into the NFL? You want to promote them up to the NFL?
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to promote them right into the NFL.
Yeah. Well, their win did bring them up to number 21 in the country after being number 25 in the country.
And Sparty's got a bye week.
And Sparty's got a bye week. So USC's actually going to face, they don't have a bye week this upcoming week. They're going to face number 23, the University of Illinois Fighting Illini in Champaign, Illinois on Saturday at noon. The Fighting Illini come off a brutal loss. They got smoked by the University of Indiana Hoosiers, number 11 in the country. They lost 63-10. That's the Hoosiers' second game in a row having 60-plus points against the Fighting Illini. They beat them. So who do you got against USC, against Illinois?
I like Illinois.
You're going to root for the Fighting Illini?
Yep, I'm rooting for Illinois.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got Illinois over USC in Killian's first pick of the college football week.
Illinois.
They are going to play in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I get home field advantage, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And they don't get and Illinois doesn't get a bye week.
Exactly. They'll get bye weeks probably later in the season. They just don't have one for week 5. All right. So next up, you picked Michigan over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Michigan held them off away from home with a 30-27 win. Michigan was dominant in the run game with 3 rushing touchdowns, while Nebraska owns the air with 3 passing touchdowns from Dylan Raiola, who some are saying is the next Patrick Mahomes. What did you think of Michigan's win?
Perfect.
Perfect. Nice win against the Cornhuskers on the road. Very cool. Well, what do you think? Do you think Dylan Raiola is going to be the next Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, he's the next Patrick Mahomes.
You think so? Yeah?
Yeah.
Some say they look pretty similar to each other. What do you think?
Yeah, and their numbers are the same.
What's their number?
The same.
It's numbers. The same. Yeah, what number is that?
Number 90.
Number 15.
Number 15, number 15.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe he'll be the next Patrick Mahomes. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So both MSU and U of M have their bye weeks this week. So we're going to review two.
Kansas City has their bye week?
Not this week. We're going to talk about them later in the
and
NFL.
Who are they playing next?
I'll show you. Remember, we
Baltimore.
Got Baltimore. Well, all right. You're giving the tease away. They're playing Baltimore. That's right. We'll talk about that here in a little
and
bit. Okay, bud.
And Patrick Mahomes is going to throw 14 rushing touchdowns all to Travis Kelce.
Whoa. 14 passing touchdowns to Travis Kelce?
Rushing touchdowns.
Rushing touchdowns. Oh.
Yeah, they're going to be rushing touchdowns.
Okay, cool.
Kansas City.
All right. Well, we'll get to Kansas City in a little bit. So since MSU and U of M have their bye weeks, we're going to talk about two big top 25 matchups, one from the Big Ten and one from the SEC. Both games are going to be aired at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday night, so you'll probably get to watch a little bit of both of them. We can commercial switch between the games, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, I like bubble.
Yeah, yep. We have a top 10 matchup between the number 6 Oregon Ducks and the number 3 Penn State Nittany Lions. The game is going to be played in Happy Valley in front of a whiteout crowd. Both teams are undefeated and are vying for a playoff or a top playoff spot down the road. Who do you have between the Nittany Lions and the Oregon Ducks?
I went with Penn State.
You're going with Penn State? All right. What do you think the score is going to be?
26.
26 to what?
1.
26 to 1. It's impossible to score 1 point in a football game. Maybe 26 to 7?
Yeah, 26 to 7 is only my opinion.
Okay.
And a field goal fumble.
There's going to be a field goal fumble?
No. A touchdown fumble.
A touchdown fumble. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
A touchdown fumble
for Penn State?
To fumble Oregon.
Yeah, they're going to force a fumble on Oregon and then score a touchdown.
Yeah. Where are they playing?
They're playing in Penn State. It's their kind of stadium. I don't think it's like unofficially called Happy Valley.
Happy Valley.
Yeah, and they do a whiteout, so everybody wears white, and it's just nothing but white in the stands. All the fans wear white. Isn't that cool?
Instead of blue,
yeah. I don't know. It's something that they really like to do. They wear white. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool, huh? All right, so you got Penn State. All right, next in the SEC, we have the top 25 matchup.
Alabama.
Right, between the number 17, Alabama Crimson Tide, against the number 5. Team is that?
The Georgia Bulldogs.
This could be a great game for Alabama to get back on track and a great opportunity for Georgia to continue their momentum after a big win against number 15 Tennessee Volunteers. Who do you have in this one between Alabama and Georgia?
I went with Alabama.
All right. And they say Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
All right. So last week, you went 1-2 in your picks, which brings you to 4-4 on the season. Anything else you want to say about college football before we move to the NFL?
There is one game that I got. It's going to be at 6:30 at noon.
6:30 and noon are two different times.
And it's the Florida State Seminoles. And the Georgia Bulldogs, if they lose to Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
If the Georgia Bulldogs lose to Alabama.
They're going to have to play Florida State Seminoles?
Yeah, they're going to have to play the Florida State Seminoles.
Interesting. Maybe that'll happen in the playoffs. All three of those teams could potentially get to the playoffs for sure. Do you want to lock in your Miami Hurricanes pick over the Florida Seminoles for week 6?
Yeah.
You do?
And who is...
Okay.
Who are the Hurricanes playing next?
Remember, the Miami Hurricanes are going to be on a bye week.
Okay.
And then next week, they're going to play the Florida State Seminoles. Do you want to lock that pick in right now?
Yep. Lock it in.
All right. So we got Miami. We got four picks this week. You're picking Illinois over USC, Penn State over Oregon, Alabama over Georgia, and Miami over Florida State. And that game will be in week six. All right. So let's move on to the NFL. So the third week of the NFL gave us some very exciting games. What I thought was most wild was that there were four field goal attempts that were blocked, all of them in the fourth quarter of different games, with two returned for a touchdown.
Two returned for a touchdown?
They were. So the Eagles had a huge block against the Rams to keep their deficit. They were down by five, and they kept them only down by five because they blocked the field goal, and they were able to finish the fourth quarter off with 12 points, and they won 33-26.
I won with the Rams.
You did pick the Rams?
Yes.
Well, it was a tough loss. The Eagles are really tough to beat, aren't they?
Yeah.
Man. So the Eagles blocked the Rams' game-winning field goal attempt from 44 yards with 3 seconds left in the game. Big man Jordan Davis scooped up the blocked kick and ran all the way down the field as time expired to score a game ending touchdown. Whoa. Pretty cool, huh? Next. Is it
the Rams?
Over the Rams, yep. So the Eagles beat the Rams. Mm-hmm. So next, the Jets, Will McDonald, jumped over the line and blocked a field goal against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, scooping the ball up and running it back for a touchdown all by himself. So he blocked it and then scooped it up and ran it all the way back for a touchdown.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. It put him up by 1 point with a minute 51 left to play in the game. Former defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn did a little too much dancing on the sideline. And Baker Mayfield took the Bucs down the field with enough time for Chase McLaughlin to kick the game-winning field goal as time ran out. So the Buccaneers beat the Jets 29-7. Even after the field goal kick or block.
Why did he do too much dancing on the sideline?
Well, because he was really excited that his team blocked a field goal and scored a touchdown to go up by 1 point. But unfortunately, he danced too soon because there was still almost 2 minutes left in the game. And Baker Mayfield is really good at going down the field and getting game-winning field goals or touchdowns. And that's what they did. So he danced a little. You can't dance too early. You got to wait till the game's over to do your dancing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next, finally, the Cleveland Browns, who you picked last week to upset the Packers. They blocked a 43-yard attempt with 27 seconds left in a tie ball game. They moved the ball down the field for Andre Zmitz to kick a 55-yard game-winning field goal, dealing the Packers their first loss of the season. 55-yard field goal.
Yeah. And they blocked one, too.
They did. And the
But first, I thought it was another sack by Cleveland, but it was another block.
It was a great block, and they actually had quite a few sacks in the game too.
Yeah, one by Jameson Brown.
Okay, I might have to fact check you on that one, but that's pretty awesome.
Jameson Brown with the short back here.
Okay.
Yep, he was the one that got the first sack for Cleveland.
Awesome. Well,
and he went like this.
Ah, yeah, he was so excited. Well, all your picks from last week got you to 5-5 on the year in NFL picks. And actually, for college football, you're sitting at 4-4. So you're sitting right at 500 for both, which is awesome.
And I don't know why Cleveland's logo is just a brown, orangey helmet.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting, isn't it? Oh, maybe that. I don't. They should come up with something cooler, don't you think?
Yeah, like a viewer's.
Deer. Okay.
W.
A W. Okay. Well, we can take a look and maybe we can find some old school logos of the Browns and maybe we can try and recommend that they go back to the old school logos. What do you think?
And maybe we get them old school helmet.
Yeah.
Logo. Okay. Instead of a high school helmet.
Yeah. So the Packers are going to travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Defensive end Micah Parsons will face off against his old team in Dallas, Who do you have winning between the Packers and the Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. You're picking the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
All right. That's
awesome. But the Packers second loss.
Give them the Packers the second loss. That would be awesome. Awesome for the Lions, particularly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next. So
the Lions will move up to 2-2.
Well, that would make the Packers 2-2. The Lions right now are 2-1.
Are 2-1?
Yeah, because next you had them beating the Ravens. And that's just what they did on Monday Night Football. Yes. Yeah. So the Lions had a great game with Demo, right? Montgomery. Yeah. And Jahmyr Gibbs, each scoring 2 rushing touchdowns. And Amon-Ra St. Brown getting another receiving touchdown. He's on fire.
Yeah, Amon-Ra St. Brown is on fire with these touchdowns.
Yeah. Huge forced fumble by Aiden Hutchinson and outstanding plays by Jack Campbell protected the Lions 38 points and ensured the win despite the Ravens scoring 30 points with 2 touchdowns from tight end Mark Andrews, 1 from Derrick Henry, and 1 from Rashad Bateman. So Aiden Hutchinson had this awesome play where he punched the football right out of Derrick Henry's hand for a fumble.
Was it the Lions or the...
The Lions, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. So, the Lions won.
Did Dan Campbell go like this?
I think he did. He did, like, a fist pump. But that's enough celebrating, right? We don't do dancing because he still had to win the game. But a fist pump's okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the Lions won 38-30 over a really good Ravens team. And so, we're going to move on to next week.
Now the Browns.
Who they got next? They got the Browns next week. They're hosting the Browns at home on Sunday afternoon. Do you think they can get a win?
In Detroit.
In Detroit.
Wearing black.
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. Are you predicting that they're going to wear black?
Yes.
Okay. I like
and
that.
And everyone in the stands is going to wear black.
Everyone in the stands is going to wear black. And, all right. You heard it here. Blackout.
Black is going to be everywhere in the stands.
That'll be super cool. That'd be pretty intimidating. I like that play. That's awesome. So do you think they're going to get the win, unlike the Packers?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to have them beating the Browns next week. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Next up. That's
definitely good for the Lions.
Yeah. Definitely good for the Lions. Next up, we'll talk about your Chiefs. All right. So the Chiefs beat the Giants in New York. The game was pretty sloppy. But the Chiefs were able to get their first win of the season with a 22-9 victory.
No. They only got 2 wins because they beat the 49ers.
That was 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. That doesn't count for their record this year. Right now they're 1-2.
They're 1-2?
1-2. 1 win, 2 losses.
The Chiefs, the Giants have gotten 0 wins.
I think that's true. Yeah, I think the Giants are sitting 0-3 right now. Let's take a look. I'll pull that up just to make sure.
So now the New York Giants are playing the Eagles.
Yep, the Giants are 0-3. Man, you're on top of it, dude. So the Chiefs. So
now, next, the Giants are playing the Eagles.
I don't think that's who they play next. The Giants are going to be playing the Chargers next week at 1:00.
And I'm going with the Giants.
Oh, you're cheering on the Giants over the Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the Chargers.
All right. I like it. And I'm going to write that one down and make sure that we get that selection in there. Do you want to do the recap on the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Chiefs had touchdowns by Tyquan Thornton and Kareem Hunt, and Cam Scadaboo scored a rushing touchdown, a powerful rushing touchdown for the New York Giants. And do you remember what he did to celebrate? Do you remember that one?
The backflip.
He did a backflip to celebrate, which was pretty cool, wasn't it?
And like I said, the Chiefs got a big push
right
in the red zone by New York to New York. Very first touchdown.
Okay. All right. So next week, the Chiefs head back home to host the Ravens, which should be a pretty tough game. Who do you got in this one between the Chiefs and the Ravens?
I go with red.
The Chiefs. All right. So last.
I was going with the Ravens.
Yeah. And you had mentioned this earlier. You don't like the Chargers. Your last pick of last week was you had the Broncos beating the LA Chargers in their divisional battle. Unfortunately, the Chargers rallied late, and Cameron Dicker, LA's kicker, hit a 43-yard walk-off field goal. This sees the Chargers at 3-0 and the Broncos at 1-2 and brings your NFL picks to 5-5 on the season. The Broncos are going to host the 2-1 Bengals at Mile High Stadium for Monday Night Football.
Is it at the Broncos or the Bengals?
At Broncos Stadium. Yeah, who do you got, Broncos or Bengals on Monday Night Football?
Bengals.
All right. You like the Bengals?
I just say the first name, like Bang.
Like just you abbreviate it?
Yeah,
that's just pretty. Bang. That's actually pretty cool. All right, there it is. Hopefully you can go 5-0 on your picks. You have the Cowboys, Lions, Chiefs, Bengals, and Giants in this upcoming week. All right, let's do a quick recap on the Premier League so then that way we can get to the Ryder Cup. All right. Okay. So we previewed 3 matches in week 5. You had West Ham over Crystal Palace, Arsenal over Man City, and Man United over Chelsea. You went 1-1-1 because there can be draws in soccer or ties. Draws or ties.
In soccer.
I don't know. It's kind of silly. I always like a winner, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Killian, West Ham dropped to 19th in the table as they lost to the Eagles from Crystal Palace 2-1. Jared Bowen got on
the Eagles don't play soccer.
Well, the Crystal Palace Eagles, they play soccer. Yeah. Yeah. So they, Jared Bowen got on the score sheet for the Hammers, but it wasn't enough. They're going to go on the road to Liverpool to face Everton on Sunday morning. Everton.
They're playing at Liverpool's field, but not at no one's field.
Well, they're playing at Everton's field. Everton is in the city of Liverpool. So Everton sit in 10th after a tough loss to their rivals, Liverpool. Who do you have winning between West Ham and Everton?
West Ham United.
West Ham United. All right. Hopefully that can turn them back around because it's not looking very good for the Hammers right now. Man City and Arsenal finished in a 1-1 draw on Sunday morning with goals from Erling.
Tie.
They tied, yeah.
1-1.
1-1 with goals from Erling Haaland and a stoppage time goal by Gabriel Martinelli from Arsenal. Man City dropped to 9th in the table, and Arsenal remain in 2nd, 5 points behind undefeated Liverpool. Do you think Arsenal's going to end up getting to the top spot and winning a championship finally?
No, but I'm going with West Ham to win the whole
thing. Oh, man, that would be quite the comeback for West Ham to come back and win the whole thing. But finally, you had Manchester United beating Chelsea. Manchester United got the win 2-1 over Chelsea, with goals from Bruno Fernandes and Casemiro. This game saw both Casemiro and Robert Sanchez, who's Chelsea's goalkeeper, sent off with red cards in the first half. Both of them got sent to the locker room.
Both of them?
Yeah, they both got red cards.
I don't know why they both got red cards.
Well, I think Robert Sanchez took somebody out, and then so did Casemiro. They just took somebody out and got red cards. So Chelsea currently sits in 6th place in the table, while Man United sit 11th. Pretty good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to watching that West Ham game on Sunday.
Let's go into the Premier League.
All right. That was the Premier League. So right now, hopefully you get that win and you can go 3-2-1 in your picks. Okay?
Okay. Let's go in to the Ryder Cup.
All right, let's talk about the Ryder Cup. So this weekend is Ryder Cup weekend. This is a match play tournament between golfers from the U.S. and Europe, and it happens every other year. This year, Team USA is hosting at Bethpage Black in New York, led by Scottie Scheffler, who won 6 tournaments this year, most notably the PGA Championship and the Open Championship. Team USA hopes to take down Team Europe on their home soil to reclaim the cup after losing 2 years ago in Italy, 16.5 to 11.5. The main goal is to get to 14.5 points.
Okay. Yeah, and I want Rory to win this.
Whoa, yeah. So Team Europe has selected almost an identical team from 2 years ago, with their only change being Rasmus Højgaard, who is replacing his brother, Nikolai. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Him and his brother both play at such a high level. They're just, mm-hmm. we'll change them out. No big deal. So led by Rory McIlroy, who won three tournaments this year, most notably the Masters, which secured his career Grand Slam, Team Europe hopes to retain the cup. You got Team Europe?
Yep, I go with Team Europe.
Team Europe. All right. So Captains Keegan Bradley for U.S. and Luke Donald for Europe won't pick their matchups until Thursday morning. So that's tomorrow morning. We'll find out who the matchups are. But the teams will play two foursome match play rounds on Friday, two foursome match play rounds on Saturday, and then all 12 players from each team play head-to-head on Sunday. Pretty cool, huh?
Do they just stick to heads?
Yep, head-to-head. Mano-a-mano, one versus one. Pretty cool, huh? So Team USA has a good mix of returners. They got Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, Sam Burns, Harris English, and Colin Morikawa, and first-time players who all had tour wins this past year. Ben Griffin, Russell Henley, Cameron Young, and the U.S. Open champion, J.J. Spaun. So there's a look at their team. Do you like? No, this is Team USA. Do you like who Keegan Bradley picked for his team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you most excited to watch out of Team USA?
I just like to watch Europe.
You just want to watch Europe? Okay. All right. Team Europe, again, as I mentioned, is essentially the same makeup as last year, with the likes of Rory McIlroy, Tommy Fleetwood, who won his first ever tournament on the PGA Tour by winning the Tour Championship, Justin Rose, Jon Rahm, Shane Lowry, Matt Fitzpatrick, Tyrrell Hatton, Robert McIntyre, Victor Hovland, Sepp Straka, Ludvig Åberg, and Rasmus Højgaard as the only rookie. They're led by Luke Donald. That's their captain. That's this guy right here.
Yeah, Luke Donald's the captain.
Which players would you like to see faced off against each other this year?
Luke Donald.
Well, he's not playing. He's just the captain. Which players do you want to see play against each other?
Rory McIlroy.
Against who?
The guy with the long hair. No, for Team Europe.
Oh, you want to see him play with Tommy Fleetwood?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be a good matchup McIlroy. Or a teammate setup. Yeah. Maybe see Rory McIlroy play against Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. All right. Well, you've picked Team Europe. I'm rooting for Team USA. Got to root for Team USA. But I think that's going to be all for our show today. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. We recapped week 4 in college football, week 3 in the NFL, and Premier League match week 5. We made some picks in the Ryder Cup and in college football, NFL, and the Premier League. And I'm looking forward to a big weekend in sports.